Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game,
Chance Beat Breezy!
585-252-9800, we're looking for a color 8. Woo! All right, this is for a pair of tickets, you guys, to go see Titanic live if you're interested in seeing the ship sink all over again. at Kodak Hall at Eastman Theater, this is for a Friday night, February 21st. All right, we got to go to the phones because we are looking for caller APXY. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, yes. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Kimberly.
Kimberly.
What calling up, Kimmy?
Kimberly, what town would you be representing this morning for Campy Breezy?
Livonia.
Livonia on the board. Caller A! All right, Kimberly, first things first, I need you to talk some trash to Breezy, who's 7-5.
Okay, well, if she's 7-5, then I maybe can talk some trash, but I would say she has been pretty good at her answers. I would laugh a couple times at her other answers, but I really can't talk any trash because she's a great human being.
Well, tell her that her parents don't love her.
No, she's not going to do that.
Do love her.
That's right, Kimberly. Oh, they do. They love me so much.
You guys suck. All right, today's trivia, today's theme
good
is
luck, Kimmy.
You're going to want to hear this, Breeze.
Oh.
Today's theme is Titanic.
Right.
Oh,
all right, Breezy's leaving the room, and the rules are very simple, Kimberly. You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with our girl Breezy, you automatically get the win. Let's go to question one. Kimberly, what year did the Titanic sink?
Oh, crap. Titanic sinking. I couldn't even tell you. I don't know. 1876.
All right. We're going with 1876. All right, Kimberly, question number two. In what ocean did the Titanic sink?
Hang on.
The ocean. Right,
no,
of course.
I think it's the Pacific Ocean.
All right, going with the Pacific Ocean. All right, let's go to question number three. Kimberly, who directed the 1997 Titanic movie? Very famous director in Hollywood. Who directed it?
It wasn't Leonardo DiCaprio. He was in the movie.
That's right, yes.
I don't even know.
3 seconds.
I don't even know.
Do you want to just go with as your final answer? Time is up. Okay, let's move on. And question number four, Kimberly, who played the character of Jack in the Titanic movie?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
All right. That's a great guess. And question number five, Kimberly, think back to the movie. What color is Rose's dress when she wants to jump off the boat?
When she wants to jump off the boat?
Right. She was getting ready to jump off the ship. What color was her dress?
I want to say like a maroonish, like kind of like a deep burgundy.
A deep burgundy?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll put you down for deep burgundy. All right. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up for you. All right, Kimberly, looking at the score, you have a total of 1 out of 5. Okay.
point.
Oh, Kimmy, what happened?
Kimmy, sit tight.
I don't know.
Sometimes
the wheels are coming off.
Sometimes that's all you need to beat a girl. All right, Kimmy, I'm putting you on hold real quick. Breezy, question number one. What year did the Titanic sink?
Um, 1942.
Oh, all right, let's go to question number two. Question two, Breezy, in what ocean did the Titanic sink in?
Atlantic.
Putting you down for the Atlantic. Question number three, who directed the 1997 Titanic movie? Famous Hollywood director. You have 3 seconds.
Steven Spielberg.
All right. Question four, Breezy. Who played the character of Jack in the Titanic movie?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
And
question,
question number five. This is a tough one. What color is Rose's dress when she's getting ready to jump off the boat? What color dress is she wearing?
I feel like it's blue. I feel like it's blue.
Clock is ticking.
It's white. It's white.
White? All right. Let's go to the board. Hey, let's
here?
Check back in with our girl, Kimberly. How you doing over there, Kimberly? Are you okay?
Oh, I'm doing good, but I think she won.
All right. Well, let's
hit the
board. Go to the board. All right. Our girl, Kimberly, got 1 out of 5. And our girl, Breezy, got 2 out of 5. She's our winner.
No. Are you kidding me?
Breezy is now officially
8 and 5.
Let's go through the board. The Titanic sank in 1912, ladies. Kimberly said 1876. Breezy said 1942. Both are way off.
Way off. Well, the way you reacted, I thought I got it right. I was like, if that's crazy. But okay, keep going.
The Titanic sank in the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
James Cameron is the director of the Titanic.
I don't know who that is.
Kimberly said the director, That is not correct. And let's go over to question four. Yes, both of you got Leonardo DiCaprio played the character of Jack in the Titanic movie. And Rose's dress was the color of red, bright red.
Oh, I knew that.
I would say burgundy was technically a color of that red.
Yeah, well, I can't give it to you. I was looking for actually the color red, but that's okay. Stay on hold. We're still going to hook you up with a little something, Kimberly. But before we do that, I need you to say, my name is Kimberly from Livonia, and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Kimberly from Livonia, and I can't beat Breezy.
Tough scene, Kimmy.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252.
So, how many of you are in a relationship with someone who wants nothing to do with Valentine's Day? It is the day of love, but not everyone is going to get shot with Cupid's arrow.
No, they are not.
And I'm sorry to have to be the one to deliver that bad news, but we asked this question earlier in the show. The phones lit up, and there was this one guy who stood out to us. His name was Steven, and we were not expecting a guy to call in for this segment, but, you know, he sounded like a real hopeless romantic.
And yes.
You know what it is, Breezy? The world needs more men who are in touch with their feelings.
Right. And like that's, I feel like that's our guy, to be honest.
It's me.
I was talking about Steven.
Yeah.
Right.
Hi, good morning, Steven.
Hey, guys. So I heard what you were talking about. And yeah, with regards to that, I know one person who wants nothing to do with Valentine's Day.
Oh, please share.
Okay.
Please share with us, Steven.
Are we live right now?
God, I hope so.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I heard what you guys were talking about, and I decided I had to call in because I've been dating my girlfriend for 5 months, and I made all these like plans for Valentine's Day, you know, and she told me on Monday that she hopes I didn't make plans because she hates Valentine's Day. So, I mean, that was kind of like disappointing to hear because looking forward.
How many times in your life, Steven, have you heard a woman tell you that they hate Valentine's Day?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I don't feel like I've heard that much because it's like all about them.
Right.
So what are the plans you made?
So, you know, I made plans to have drinks at my house before dinner. And then I made reservations at Artisan Works, which is like, I don't know if you guys know it. It's like this dinner and dancing event.
I didn't know anything about it. What are they? So what is it? You just go to dinner and then they have a DJ after? Or is it slow dancing?
Yeah. She loves dancing. And like, I'm going to get her flowers. And when I told her I had like all this planned, she was like, no, you better not. I don't want to do anything on Valentine's Day. And it's always been a tradition that I spend it with Dylan. And
who the hell's like, Dylan?
So Dylan is her best friend from college, and they've like always been single on Valentine's Day, so they just always spend it together. But you know, she's not single anymore. Right. But yeah, I mean, so I just feel like an idiot because like I already spent this money to like, you know, it's Valentine's Day. They always have to like, you know, you have to like prepay.
Have you met Dylan? Let's go back.
I mean, I met him one time, but we didn't really have a conversation.
Okay.
Okay, so she's choosing to opt out with celebrating Valentine's Day with you so she could spend it with this guy named Dylan, who she's always spent it with because she's known him since college. Am I getting this right? Is that right?
Yeah, okay, and in fairness, because they've both always been single on Valentine's Day.
Okay, but they're not now. So yeah, but,
okay, right. So what was your response to that? I'm sure you didn't just brush it off, Steven.
I was like, no, yeah. I get that he's your friend, but I mean, you're not single anymore, so why not celebrate this like holiday about love?
Right.
You guys have been dating how long? 5 months,
about
you
five
said.
Months.
Okay, 5 months, you said. And so she knows that you guys are committed. You guys are committed, you're together, or is it more of, has this been more of a casual thing?
I mean, you know, I don't know.
That sounds super promising, Steven. No.
I mean, we, like, you know, we've had some conversations, but not like...
Do you do everything a couple would do? Like, have you discussed...
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So in your mind, you guys are together.
Yes.
Do you fear that with this response about the Valentine's Day extravaganza, she doesn't feel that way?
No, I mean, I that's not crossed my mind. I mean, I do so much for her. You know, I'm always there for her. Like, I kind of plan everything around her. So, yeah.
Doesn't really sound like she's super there for you, but all right.
Yeah, I would find some more, not to scare you, but I'd dig a little deeper and get some more info on who this Dylan guy is. But anyway, so now what's the plan?
Well, I'm just kind of confused, like if I should cancel all the plans I made because I already spent the money or if I should just go by myself.
Do you have a nice friend from college named Danielle that you can take? Like, I don't...
Yeah, Steven, honestly, you've spent the money. Go to Artisan Works, man. Dinner and dancing. Maybe you'll meet somebody single there. If your girl doesn't want to join you, then...
That's on her.
That's on her, man. It sounds like you really went through a lot of trouble to plan all this.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
What is your gut telling you? You got a bad feeling about this? Be honest.
I mean, now I do. I didn't before.
Thanks. Aren't you glad you called in? Let's brainstorm here and figure out what we can do. I would sit down and have a conversation with her because it really does seem like this is important to you, is it not? Am I just shooting in the dark here?
It is important. It is important.
It is important.
Yeah.
If this wasn't important to you, dude, you wouldn't have... I mean, how much are these tickets at Artisan Works? Like 80 something bucks?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you
bought... blew 160. So what? What's happening here?
I know.
I'm confused, and I want you to have the best outcome. Listen, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just spitballing here. Invite Dylan. You know, three way.
Invite Dylan.
I wouldn't do that.
Have a thruple?
Yeah. I mean, if she can't leave his side on V-Day, invite Dylan.
Is this the first time she's ever canceled on you to hang out with this guy?
No, she's done it in the past.
Right.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Steven.
I don't either. This is...
I do have good news, though. We do have a girl by the name of Lindsay that's texting in and was like, I'm more than happy to go to celebrate Valentine's Day with Steven. She goes, I got no plans. You want to ask her what she looks like?
Yes.
Text us back. What do you look like?
What's the vibe?
What are your numbers?
What's your digits? Oh, my goodness.
Steven,
if it doesn't work out with this girl, continue to do you. Go ahead, take yourself out on dates, whether it's doing it alone on Valentine's Day. Hell, I would never do that. But if that's what you got
to
do,
you do what
on
you
Friday
need to
night,
do.
Next Friday night, then do it, man. But I would find some more info about this this Dylan guy and who he is. I've seen this movie, buddy. It doesn't end well.
It doesn't. Or you can just fully lean into it and just launch the thruple. Hard launch on V-Day.
Oh, thanks, guys.
All right, man. Good luck. Hey,
he goes, thanks for nothing.
Keep us posted, okay, will ya?
All right, I will.
All right, let us know what's going on with Dylan. Thanks, man. Have a good day.
You too.
Oof.
Woof.
That's rough. Good guy, though.
Good guy. Good heart. Good family.
Yeah. Texts are coming in right now, 585-252-9800. If you guys were in Steven's shoes, would you, knowing that the girl you've been with for 5 months decided to opt out in celebrating the most romantic day of the year with you so she can go do it with her best friend, Dylan? By the way, we probably should have asked if this guy was gay or not. That probably would have been an important question.
Yeah, I feel like that we really did ourselves a disservice by not asking those hard-hitting questions.
No.
Because if he was gay, it would be a no-threat option,
but
you know? But still, yeah.
Why would you do that? This listener just texted in and said, OMG, I will take this guy over my boyfriend who literally told me we can't celebrate Valentine's Day until the end of March when he has more time.
Yeah.
Well, he's an entrepreneur, drives Uber on the side.
He's a business owner.
Yeah. What's up, guys? I've been with my husband for 6 years. Never once has he gotten me flowers or a card. Because he says it's a commercial holiday. That's stupid. And I've just learned to accept that. We've been together 10 years, married for 4.
I am so sick and tired of the commercial holiday. Like, you can... Oh, my God. Are people brain dead? You can celebrate Valentine's Day without buying things. You can make things. You can have a nice dinner at home.
Crazy. Like, I used to go all out.
Like, get a grip.
Even when I didn't have money, okay? I was dating this girl way back when. All right, we're kind of doing the long distance thing. I lived in LA, she lived in San Jose, right? So before she got home from work, I'm at her place and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna give her the best Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I got her a beautiful bouquet from Costco. Okay. The chocolates, I made dinner that was stuffed peppers, ready to go.
Uh-huh.
Her father a couple of years back had passed away. So I found a really nice picture of the two of them together. I blew it up, I framed it.
Beautiful.
It was awesome.
It cost you what, like $20?
No, this was kind of expensive.
Okay, never mind. I was trying to prove the point.
I dropped a pretty penny whether it was at home or not.
Okay.
Because the stuff I got was very nice. And a couple months later, I was at her place, and the picture I got her of her and her dad was just tucked under her bed. I was like,
are you serious?
I thought she was going to hang it up. She threw it under her
bed. I thought you hung it for her. No.
No, she put it under her bed. She's like, I'm going to hang this in a nice spot. Okay.
Underneath my bed.
Yeah, next time I went over there, it's under her bed. Collecting dust.
It's literally a command strip from behind the headboard. Like,
I'm like, well, you know, I thought you were going to pay tribute to your dad. I guess this is a good place for it, under the bed.
You're like, if you hate your dad, just say so. You know what I mean?
So, I don't know. I mean, maybe that's why. This was a nice therapy session. Maybe that's why I don't like Valentine's Day.
Be sure to spoil your plant, Tina, this upcoming Friday.
98PXY.
How would you like to win $5,000 cash?
I just won $5,000.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
All right, let's spit some hot fire before we wrap this show up in a little bow, huh? All right, let's do it. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Let's get right into it. Brian was texting in first, who says, have you guys ever seen Stranger Things? If so, I think it sucks. There I Said It. It's a hot take, Brian. I love
saying that shows suck that everybody loves.
Right.
Like White Lotus sucks. There I said it.
That show is pretty bad.
Everybody loves it, though. I don't get it.
You know, I watched the first season and I'm like, All right.
Okay.
I'm over it. No need to continue. That's it.
They're like, season two is sick. I'm like, I'm so good on that. Thank you, though.
Hey, guys. Good morning. So, Steven from your last call, not good. Who is going to break the news to him that his girlfriend is hooking up with her friend? You don't cancel Valentine's Day with your boyfriend to hang out with your best guy friend unless you're banging him. There, I said it.
Yikes.
Well said.
Yikes. Yikes.
Well said, Trina.
Trina.
Very well said, Trina.
Oh,
thank
God.
You so much.
Thank you. Can I do mine for today?
Yeah.
The phrase that people have been using recently, I'm just a girl, infuriates me. There, I said it. I'm literally just a girl. Am I going to turn into a raging feminist right now? Maybe. But like you sitting there and being like, I'm just a girl. You're literally like putting yourself back 50 years. So what are you saying? You're not capable of doing anything because you're just a girl? And girls are saying this about themselves. Maybe I'm looking way too far into it. But like you being like, I can't. I'm just a girl. Like, huh?
No, they're only saying that when the ship is sinking and they want to get on the last lifeboat. Because I'm just a little boy.
Okay,
I'm just a little boy. All right, let's. I think mine for today is eating alone at a restaurant is one of the best experiences someone can have. There, I said it. There's nothing screams confidence than sitting in a busy restaurant alone on a Saturday night. You know what I mean?
Or loneliness, but yeah, pop off.
Nothing.
You belly up at the bar at Tony D's.
I'll read Kristen's text. Guys, it's Kristen. I think I found Breezy's missing hubcap from my
thing. Right.
Kristen, call us, 585-252-9800. You know the number. Just text, call us in. Call right now. We got to figure out where this hubcap is. If you guys have seen Breezy's hubcap, because right now...
Well, there's two missing, so...
Now there's two. You look like you're total white trash.
I know. It's so bad. The hubcap saga has been really one for the books ever since Monday. And honestly, I'm regretting everything. Yeah.
So now you have two missing hubcaps. We're looking for both of them. Monday was a day from hell for you. I feel
100%.
Hello, PXY.
Good morning. It's Kristen.
Kristen.
What's up, Quigs? How are we doing?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
What's the vibe?
Breezy, I think I can help.
Okay.
I had to leave my house quite early this morning, around 6 a.m.
Okay.
Of course, I didn't have my glasses on. It was dark, but I saw what I thought was a man walking his little corgi dog. I always see them in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
However, the corgi dog was shiny this morning. So not a corgi dog. This gentleman was trudging through the snow holding one singular hubcap.
No. No. He took my hubcap, well, one of them.
He took your hubcap. He was on Highland Ave, and he just darted away into a neighborhood. So,
well, did you go after him?
I did not go after him. I would have been late for work, but...
Oh,
the hubcap hunting. There. Oh, my God.
As a single woman in the dark, I would have gone after this guy.
I'm sure you would have, Moose.
Gotta get just that like, hubcap.
Absolute hero. Absolute hero. Well, okay. I wish
what direction?
I had a little more information for us.
What direction did he head in? North, south?
What direction? I don't even know what direction I drive.
Okay. No, literally. That's right. Fine. Interesting. Well.
Somebody's got this hubcap. We're going to find it.
I need. One or both or what? I know where the one is. It's on. It's right off a. East Henrietta Road,
all right,
Jefferson.
Guys,
so.
Listen, Breezy drives a Nissan Sentra, okay? She's missing two hubcaps, so she is officially white trash. She's garbage.
It's so bad.
That is white trash, Breezy.
Literally is, and I'm not even going to sit here and defend myself because it fully is, and I just ordered a couple new ones. I just got word that they're halting all packages from China, so it doesn't look like I'm getting a hubcap anytime soon.
Yeah,
it's
those tariffs, you know? We can blame the tariffs.
It's really tough.
If you guys find a hubcap and you think it might belong to Breezy, 585-252-9800, boy, do we have a prize waiting for you. Thank you so much for your call.
You are welcome, guys. Have a great day.
You as well. Thanks.
Bye, Quigs.
Bye.
We're going to have a line of people outside with hubcaps that don't fit your vehicle.
Somehow I just like don't feel any better, unfortunately.
No. And then Rochelle texted in and was like, hi, guys. Good morning. I think Moose should 100% get a dog. There, I said it.
Rochelle, put a trap in. Put your... No. You just had a stroke. I'm so against it.
I'm
put a sock in it.
I guess I shouldn't get a Frenchie. It only costs $10,000.
I go, you can't get a French Bulldog, Moose. They have so many health issues. He goes, I'm not getting a French Bulldog, Breeze. I'm getting a Frenchie. I'm like, send help.